Listening Library presents Love, Aubrey by Suzanne LaFleur. Read for you by Becca Bateau. Virginia. Chapter 1. It was fun at first, playing house. I made all my own meals, crackers and cheese, 3 times a day. I watched whatever I wanted on TV all day. It had been a good 3 days. Crackers and cheese for breakfast, TV. Crackers and cheese for lunch, TV. Crackers and cheese for dinner, TV, bed. Nothing to think about but TV and cheese. A perfect world. Then I ran out of cheese. There wasn't anything left in the freezer. The veggie drawer in the fridge had drippy brown lettuce and stinky carrots. A container of milk sat on the shelf. I opened it. It smelled awful, too. So I put the cap back on and shoved it to the back of the fridge. I checked my room for snacks. I peeked at the lower shelf of my nightstand where I had set a plate with 2 chocolate-covered cookies for Jilly, the way Savannah always did. Jilly's cookies used to disappear, but I couldn't seem to get her to come around anymore. Savannah probably ate the cookies herself. I picked one up and bit it, but it was hard stale. I had to go shopping. I needed a break from TV anyway. I got some money from my sock drawer, taking just 2 of the $20 bills left over from my birthday. It was so long ago, my birthday. On the day I turned 11, I didn't think I would be using the money in Graham's card to buy my own groceries. Everything was different now. I didn't want anyone at the store to notice me, so I put on a hat and sunglasses, like a movie star walking around a city. I put my back.